You're listening to the Displaying Grace podcast, where we equip and encourage women to thrive in their walk with Jesus every day. We're your hosts, Michelle and Jessica. So grab your coffee and your Bible and let's follow him together. Welcome back to the Displaying Grace podcast, where today we are continuing our talk on all things quarantine. You know, they say, I was thinking earlier, it reminds me of game shows where people hide in their isolation booths. That's kind of what I feel like we're in our own little isolation booth here as we record me from my house, you from your house.
I would like to be let out of my isolation booth, if that's okay with you.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I kind of feel that way too. So today we're talking about five things that our hearts need desperately every day. And throughout this quarantine period, you know, there's definitely some essential things that I think everybody is starting to see that they need every day while we're stuck here in our houses.
Yeah.
You know, food, obviously we need groceries. I think the absence of cleaning supplies on the shelves at the grocery store shows that hopefully everybody's house is like spick and span, eat off the kitchen floor clean when all of this is over.
Mine's not.
I didn't get cleaning supplies. And then of course, you know, if I had my wish, my essential everyday thing would be toilet paper, because nobody can find that now.
Right. Of course, because that's the one thing that's missing from every store shelf in every store in America.
Right.
Toilet paper.
Yeah, I went yesterday down to the grocery store and there's, I mean, not a stitch. And they have the signs up that say, you know, because of the low stock in things, please limit two per person. And I'm thinking, okay, well, we can't limit two if there's nothing on the shelves, because I haven't seen any toilet paper on the shelves since this thing started.
So, oh, no, I haven't either. And I think you have to be there like super early to even get a chance at getting toilet paper at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what my husband says, is you need to get there early in the morning or something. But, you know, they're talking about another second round of this or third round of this coming again in the winter when flu season hits us again. And I promise you, as soon as this is over this first round, I'm going to go to the store and I will stock up and have floor to ceiling rolls of toilet paper. This will not happen to me again.
I think it's fair to say, like, okay, if we know this will come again, then I think every time we go grocery shopping, buy a 4-pack of toilet paper,
right,
whatever, you know, just to be stocked on the essentials and be caught off guard.
Or maybe if people know this is going to happen again, they won't hoard the toilet paper.
You know, well, they'll probably, you know, like, still be using the toilet paper that they hoarded this time.
They hoarded the first go round, right?
Yeah. I mean, who's going to need snow this year when they can make a snowman out of toilet paper?
I saw something yesterday. I think it was on Facebook and it cracked me up. It was like, well, I guess now we know where all the toilet paper went. And it was this model and she had, she was standing in the middle of all of these rolls of toilet paper, but then she had a dress made of toilet paper and mm-hmm. the bottom of her dress was like all of these rolls. And then it just, you know, went up into this real pretty, I mean, the dress was pretty, but it was made of toilet paper. And I thought, oh my word, there's no telling. People better be using toilet paper for what it's used for and not like, you know, doing arts and crafts.
They better have rolled that toilet paper back up, I'm just saying, and used it on their behinds and not wasted it, because I'm not playing that at this point.
Yeah.
I think at one point my oldest was using toilet paper for tissue and I was like, back up off. You can use a paper towel.
Yep.
We're not wasting the toilet paper on your nose.
Yeah. I caught my middle one the other day in the bathroom, sitting on the bathtub, and she had a little scratch on her leg and she had the whole roll of toilet paper sitting beside of her. And she's like wiping it and then throwing it in the toilet and then wiping it again. I was like, nope. No, get a wash rag and wet it and put it on your leg.
That's so funny.
We don't have time for that.
No,
but
not at all.
So there's essential things that I think, you know, people are needing right now. But today we want to talk about things that our heart needs, things that, you know, we just desperately need in our hearts every day to get by. So, I'm going to let you start. What are some things that you feel like your heart needs desperately every day?
Well, I think before I give my first one, I just want to say, you know, we've talked about, I think we talked about this on the last podcast, and what kind of where we are spiritually, and, you know, that now as we're seeing this surge in the purchase of Bibles, and we're seeing mm-hmm. people who are really seeking out hope more than ever before. And so I think a lot of the things that my heart needs and that your heart need is a lot of things that other people's hearts really need. And they may not realize
sure.
that that's what it is, mm-hmm. you know? And so I think my number one, and I think our number one is the same. I think being in the Word, it is first and foremost, the number one thing that my heart needs every day.
Yeah.
Because when we're in the Word and we're sort of padding our day with what God has to say, mm-hmm. then, you know, we're able to navigate some of those harder things and really hold up our circumstance and situation to truth rather than, to the news, the media, Facebook, whatever. So I really need the Word first and foremost. That's my heart is like desperate for it, because my heart's desperate for truth and my mind is desperate for truth, because it's really hard to look around now and kind of wonder where is truth coming from. And mm-hmm. so the only source of truth that I know that I have is the Word of God.
Right. And it's the truth that you can stand firm on.
Right.
And yeah. And that's my number one too, you know, whether it be my quiet time in the morning or, you know, my studying or reading or lessons or podcasts, you know, that I listen to while I'm doing the dishes or doing the laundry, you know, whatever it is and however I can get the Word in. Definitely that's my number one too, just to fill me with the strength that I need each day, you know, for multiple reasons.
Right. Right. And so like my number two would be prayer. Mm-hmm. I need prayer every day. And I mean, I'm talking like, we've been studying Galatians, and, in Galatians chapter 4, it talks about the Spirit that God gives to us as the deposit of our adoption through Christ, and mm-hmm. the Spirit that cries out, Abba, Father. Mm-hmm. And that Abba, Father is not just saying, hey, Daddy, it's the groaning of your soul. Like the anxious groaning of a scared child. And that's what that crying out is. And so I need to pray. I need to pray to get out of myself, and to step away from my own feelings and sort of process out my day, process out, you know, my night that may have not been the best, to process out my grief, my anxiety, my worry, my, the unknowns that are happening. And so mm-hmm. like, you know, along with God's Word, I need prayer, and I'm resting heavily on Philippians 4:6. If you saw my Instagram, it's what I wrote in my driveway. Do not be anxious about anything, mm-hmm. but in everything, pray about it.
Yeah.
And thank God for what He's done. I know that's not the most word for word that I just said, but so we'll call it the Michelle Raven version.
Right.
But Philippians 4:6 is like my verse right now, because, you know, everything by prayer, everything by prayer. And so nothing that we can say to God is new to Him. He knows our heart, our mind already. He knows our thoughts. But he wants us to bring it to Him. And make our requests known and make our petition to God. So that's my second. What's your second?
And I like that. And I think that can kind of go along with what my second one is. It's not necessarily prayer, but, quiet time for me. And to me now, this is different than my time in the Word. When I say quiet time, I literally mean quiet time, not just me time, like not just, I don't really need to be alone. But I just need quiet time with no noise. Mm-hmm. Being a homeschool mom of three and having constant noise all day long, as we have seen this morning, pre-recording, there's been so much noise. you know, it might just look like me sitting on my bed with a door closed, you know, doing a face mask or whatever. It might be, I might be really quite literally hiding in my closet with a bag of candy. Or maybe it's, you know, 30 minutes in the morning by myself with no one sitting on my back porch. Or maybe the kids are outside playing.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily quiet, but they're playing and I'm having a cup of coffee on my back porch. It's just that it's that quiet downtime, you know, where I'm not really focused on anything. I don't really have any, there's no hidden agenda. It's just kind of some downtime.
Yeah.
Cause that's important, for my sanity and, you know, for the sanity of my family.
Right. Oh, I totally get it. I totally get it. And I think our third is the same, that need for fellowship. And fellowship is really hard when you're in quarantine and you're not supposed to be near people.
Right.
But I've relied heavily on FaceTime and Zoom calls and text messages. And I've been sending cards to people because the connection to people, it just keeps me going. Like, I enjoy hearing from people, checking in on them and seeing their faces and hearing what they have to say and just seeing where they're at and just making some personal connection. And like this new age of, you know, how do you make personal connection in the new age? Well, it's all digital. So, you know, then you're going back to the days of sending letters and I love getting mail.
I just do too.
Think it's the funnest thing to get mail. And so, you know, we're kind of going back to the days of taking the time to write a note or a card and just letting people know that they're loved and missed. And so that's kind of where I'm at, you know. Number three, I need that connection.
Yeah. I joined your Galatians study last Tuesday and, there was only, you know, maybe a couple people that I knew on there and then some that I didn't know, but it was so nice just to like hear the laughter of these women and, you know, of course all of them and you guys all know each other because you all go to church together. But just to sit there and hear you guys laugh and see other faces of other women doing Bible study. And that's a good fellowship time. This is a perfect time for that type of thing to be able to do Bible study. I really feel like God is using this time for a lot of people to be able to do that and be in His word. But just to, you know, see someone else's face, maybe not just read their words through a text or, you know, or hear their voice over the phone, but to actually see their face. We're very fortunate to live in a time where we can do that through FaceTime or like you said, the Zoom calls, because it's important for me. It fills my emotional cup so much when I can see or hear from someone who I haven't, you know, seen or heard from in a while. Yeah. And we could just, you know, talk.
And so, I mean, we have to make time for that. We really do. Like, we have to make time to make that connection right now, any way we can. And I mean, I've seen all sorts of cute ideas of how to stay connected, you know, where people are dropping gifts in the driveway or they drop things on your porch and run or whatever, you know, whatever way you can keep connection with people and just let them feel seen and loved. Like, it's so good for, it's good for your heart. It's good for their heart. And so I think we have to find that way to keep connected and not let those relationships dwindle or the fellowship that we have with others dwindle. So number four for me is worship music. And like 9 times out of 10, you're going to see me. If you see me in my house, I have headphones in for most of the day. Because there's no secret. We've talked about this forever. Like, I have anxiety and it's so heightened right now that I have to keep, I have to do the things that keep me in a good headspace. And so worship music does that for me. It keeps my shoulders relaxed. It keeps my body relaxed. It keeps my mind relaxed because I'm focusing on the peace of God and I'm focusing on those reminders over and over again in my ears while I'm walking, while I'm working, while I'm just sitting and reading. Those are that's key for my heart. And like, I mean, don't think I keep them in and like ignore my kids or whatever, but
I mean, sometimes maybe
most of the day, you know, my husband's home right now, so I can get away with having headphones in my ear. Mm-hmm. You know, once they're done with school, usually I put them in, and I even listen to worship music like while I'm cooking dinner, because it keeps me focused on the truth. It keeps me focused on what's important, what's priority. Why mm-hmm. am I continuing to take one step forward every single day? And so that's a huge need for me is worship music. I have to have it. And I have it circulating going all the time, either on headphones or on the Bluetooth speaker throughout the house. Cause my whole family needs to be reminded of it.
Right. Right. So my number four, and I feel like if you could have a number six, that this would probably be your number six. Because it's physical touch. Yeah. You know, when you're in isolation for so long, of course my husband's here and I can hug and love on him and hug and love on my children. But there's something about a hug from mm-hmm. a friend. There's something about a hug from another church member. Yeah. People that you just, you know, you see, you may not see them every day, but you see them in, you know, areas, maybe it's in your ministry at church with, if you work in the children's church or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. There's so many people that I miss, and I miss their hugs and I miss a handshake and just that physical touch. And I went to the farmer's market the other day to pick up some things and ran into a friend from church, and, you know, we were chit chatting a little bit, and she just said, you don't realize how much you miss people until you can't see them.
Yeah.
And I just thought that really is so true. Like, if I don't really sit and think about it, then I don't think about it. But mm-hmm. when I do think about it and I start thinking about people, I miss them so yes. much. And, you know, how long have we been in quarantine? Like 4 weeks, 5 weeks, something?
I don't okay, hold know. On. I have this on my calendar. Today is day 40.
Day 40. So 40 days. Mm-hmm. Now I'm fortunate enough that my mother-in-law lives right next door, so we don't have like an issue quarantine wise with like walking next door to see her. It's fine. But 40 days with almost no other interaction with mm-hmm. people, with people that I'm with, my people, people that yeah. I'm used to, with you, mm-hmm. my best friend, who like we enjoy hugs. Mm-hmm. I mean, like we were laughing yesterday. I was actually sitting over with my mother-in-law on the porch, and I told her that you had said, you know, you thought about swinging by here and just like saying, hey.
Yeah.
And I told her, I said, you know, it's all funny, but in all seriousness, I'm probably before this is over going to come to your house and I'm just going to knock on the door and I'm going to sit on one side of the door on the porch and you can sit on the other side of your door
yeah.
on the inside of your house. And we're just going to talk through the door, you mm-hmm. know, like it's just going to happen because I miss you and I miss yeah. people. I miss my friends and my family. And, when right before Easter, my sister came over and she was dropping the kids off a little gift that she got them. And bless her heart, I felt so horrible because we didn't go outside. We talked to her mm-hmm. through the window.
And it's just strange.
It is.
It's strange to not the instinct, you know, maybe you're not if you're listening, you're not a hugger. That's fine.
Physical touch might not be your thing.
Physical touch might not be your thing. I'm a hugger. I just am. Mm-hmm. There's something about it. You know, the one thing that I miss so much about my dad, you know, after mm-hmm. he passed away was his hugs. And so I've always been this hugger and relying on physical touch and, you know, that connection that you have with people. It just says something when you hug them and they know that you really genuinely are embracing them out of love and care.
Right.
Just my goodness. If I had a number six, it would be physical touch. Cause I do miss hugging people. I texted a friend last night and I was like, I miss you so much. It's not even funny. Like, mm-hmm. I just want to, I want to give a hug. I want to just be with people. And, I think we took it so for granted,
mm-hmm.
Just the ability to sit next to someone else and
right.
not 6 feet, but sitting next to someone else.
Elbows bumping.
Right. And yeah. just, I don't know, just savoring that. And so, yeah, I can see that. Well,
and we've joked a couple times too, like about when all this is over, there are some people. So we're going to warn you right now between Michelle and myself, there's going to be some people who are going to probably get some awkward, maybe a little too long of a hug.
Right.
So
right.
You may have to push us away.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like I have a genuine list of people that I will not be afraid to like go near and hug. There are some people, yeah, I might be like, I'm going to need you to maintain 6 feet, but for the most part, for the most part, you know, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
So I think my number five is God's strength, wisdom, and peace. I know that's three things in one, but it's fine. I'm gonna allow it. It sounds very like surfacey sort of, but it sounds like hyper spiritual, but there's a reason why I say I need God's strength, his wisdom, and his peace, because if you just sit long enough and you scroll through Facebook for any length of time, if you turn on the news for even a moment, if you have a text conversation with someone, something is going to come up in those conversations that even is going to make the most peaceful person feel uneasy,
mm-hmm,
and feel anxious. Like, I think even the people who don't deal with anxiety are dealing with some level of anxiety.
Sure.
It's situational, absolutely, anxiety, or they're dealing with situational, mm-hmm, depression. Maybe they lost a job, or maybe they have a family member who's sick, or maybe they're sick, or maybe there's just worry or stress or concern, mm-hmm, you know? And I think we're all dealing with some level of that. And so my heart needs his strength, his wisdom, his peace, because number one, I can't do it on my own. There's no way. And I don't have enough wisdom to be able to make the right decisions all the time. And I for sure do not have peace in myself or this world. Like, there's no way. And so I need those things every single day. And I'm pretty sure that I pray for them every day. I probably could go back in my journal and look. And like, I can assure you that I pray for those three things every day, because I know for a fact, if I rely on myself, I'm going to like fall flat on my face.
Right.
I just am, because I don't have it in me. I don't have it in me to do the every day. I just don't. And I'm okay with admitting that. Like, I'm okay with admitting I'm weak, because that's where he's strong.
Right.
And that's what scripture says. And so, you know, it's okay for us to feel weak, and it's okay for us to need his strength and his wisdom, and his peace, because every decision we make and every step forward that we, you know, I didn't want to say take because it was going to rhyme, but like, I mean, even like this morning, like sitting in the, when I went to Target by myself with my mask, and it was the first time I had been to the store alone in like a month and a half. And
I should have inserted our cheer sound
there. I know, it was a big deal. It was actually counseling homework to go to the store alone. Who would have thought? Get ready for my next book, because we'll be talking all about my episodes in my 30s. But, you know, I was sitting there, and there's just this level of uneasiness that, mm-hmm, that takes over you when you're walking into a store of people who have masks on their face,
right,
and hand sanitizer everywhere and stickers on the floor, and Target has these arrows in their aisle that you can only, mm-hmm, go one direction, and there, it just does something to your head. Like,
yeah,
it just does. And
it's
so,
like, we're in a whole new world almost.
Right.
It's like
what planet am I on? Yeah. And so we need the peace of God to be able to do this. And I was sitting in the car thinking, I was like, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go into the store. I had talked myself into it, and I was like, I'm going to go to the store. I was like, and I'm not taking anybody with me, because I'm not going to rely on anybody else. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to use anybody else as a crutch. It's just going to be me and Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going into the store. It's just going to be me and Jesus. And for some people, that might sound super crazy. And don't worry, I will fully explain in my next book. I don't know what that will be yet, but I'll fully explain. You know, but we need those things. We need his strength. We need his wisdom and his peace for our hearts every day.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like all of these kind of tie in together, your five things and my five things, because my last one is in encouragement. You know, and whether that's from like your friends or your family, or whatever, I feel like that's what I need to power through. But mostly I need encouragement from scripture. And I think that's kind of goes along the lines of, you know, how we get God's strength and God's peace. You know, when we pray for those things, a part of that, is encouragement,
right?
Through his promises and what we read in his words, to know that we are okay, to know that we have hope. You know, that's encouragement. And, you know, there's people out there that, you know, they might get up in the morning and be like, no, I got this, you know, I can do this. Not saying that they think that way because they don't need God.
Right.
But they may just not need as much encouragement as others. Yeah. I need it. Mm-hmm. I need it from my friends. You know, I need it from my family. I need it in different areas, you know, motherhood and marriage and, my Bible study, somebody keeping me accountable and encouraging me to be in God's word. And, you know, just different things like that. Encouragement is a big thing. And that's what I think kind of helps me to get through day by day and just keep powering through.
Yeah. So I think the last piece of sort of bonus that I think we can leave with you is, that to just stick to what you know. And so I say that, and I mean, stick to what you know of truth and stick to what you know to be true about God. Mm-hmm. And I shared on Instagram last week, sometime I didn't know how to pray. And I was sort of scrambled. My mind felt really scrambled. I didn't know how to pray. And all I could do was remind myself of what I knew to be true. And so I made a list. You can check it out on Instagram, but I made a list of what I knew to be true of God. And I spoke it back to him. And I said, I know that you are good. I know that you are in control of all things. I know that you will get good out of this for your glory somehow. And I know that I can rely on you. And I listed out all of those things. And so if all else fails, your heart needs to stick to what you know and make a list of what you know, mm-hmm. and hold to it and speak it back to God in prayer and just keep it where you can see it. And it will do your heart some good to be reminded of the truth that you know and that you need to hold on to. So I think that, you know, every heart needs something a little bit different, but I think for most of us, we all need the same things right now. And, you know, the best place that we can find those truths is in the Word of God and through worship and encouragement, connection, and all of those things.
Absolutely.
So until next time, you can check out all the show notes for this episode of the podcast at displayinggrace.com or in all the information below about the podcast. But you can check out all the things that we have going on at displayinggrace.com. Sign up for our newsletter to be up to date on all the happenings that are going on. So grab your coffee
and your Bible
and let's follow him together. Thank you.